This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, June 20th. It could become the biggest ETF smart beta craze so far.
Every year we see some kind of a craze, some area of ETF market beyond Vanguard and Schwab catches fire. This year it's low volatility.
Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says $13 billion has flowed into ETFs designed to minimize volatility. He adds that's double what currency hedged ETFs attracted in their first 6 months. Balchunas takes a closer look at the biggest, the iShares Edge MSCI Minimum Volatility USA ETF, ticker USMV.
USMV typically has volatility at about 20% less than the S&P, so people do like the lower downside. And that's what's attracted investors to low volatility over the past like 4 or 5 years. But this year, this mad rush is a classic case of performance chasing. Most of the $13 billion is people coming in trying to find somewhere to outperform, and right now it's low vol.
USMV has gained 7.7% since the start of the year, while the S&P 500 is up 2%. Balchunas says there are more than 30 low volatility ETFs from which to choose.
You've even seen low vol ETFs working overseas. The MSCI EFA low vol from iShares is taken in $2 billion. It's outperforming by 5%. Low volatility is working in small caps, which may seem like an oxymoron, but there's this low vol small cap ETF, and it's outperforming by 7% and taken in flows. So wherever you look, it's just a low vol kind of year.
According to Balchunas, if the pace of flows into low volatility ETFs continues, it could become the biggest ETF smart beta craze ever. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.